Stop 6. Artist Joe Bannon talks about Sarah Pusil's film Backcomb.
Hello, I'm Joe Bannon and I'm an artist and filmmaker. I will be describing and offering some reflections on Sarah Pusil's film work, Backcomb. I was invited to offer some insight into this work because a number of my previous works across performance and film chart a similar terrain around notions of domesticity, identity, femininity, and the liveliness of objects. This 6-minute abstract film takes place in a domestic setting, at a table covered in a white tablecloth, set with crockery, cutlery, glassware, and dairy foods such as milk, butter, and cream. A figure walks to the table, wearing a thigh-length white skirt. We are briefly shown only their bare legs from behind. We begin a journey over the surface of the table, as if we are something small, drifting past a teacup and saucer, around a white ceramic salt cellar, a jug of milk, circling a butter dish and wine glass. The figure is at one end of the table, their face hidden by a mass of thick dark hair which tumbles onto the white tablecloth. A hand is glimpsed in the background, moving items around, although we cannot be sure if it belongs to the figure or someone else. The thick dark hair starts to move, and the pace of the film shifts to jerky stop motion as the dark hair slithers and spreads over the cloth like sprawling ivy. It drags a spoon from the saucer, snakes into the butter dish, smothering it, pokes over the rim of the wine glass, filling it up with its dark mass. Sometimes the hair is shown in forensic close-up, each strand like thick wire. Eventually, it pierces the white tablecloth. It pushes with an urgency, tearing the cloth, overturns the milk jug, and creamy droplets cascade from the hem of the sodden fabric. Eventually, the figure stands, dragging everything off the table behind it like a majestic bridal train. Long dark hair tangled with white tablecloth, crockery, and dairy. The figure leaves the room and the door shuts. When watching the work, I'm struck by the contrast between the sedate domestic table scene and the wild, unruly, and mildly monstrous presence of the woman. I sense a kind of absurd humour here in her willful daring to insert herself into this familiar scene. To encircle teacup as though it is prey, to trespass her unbrushed hair into the butter dish, and forcefully pierce through staunch linen with hair which becomes thorn, in an act reminiscent of, but completely unlike, that other sedate, feminine pastime, embroidery. I think it makes me smile because I sense a kindred, at times playful, at times stubborn, refusal to settle on any one image of feminine domesticity or identity. In this regard, there are parallels between Pusil's work and a film work of mine, Kitchen Alba, which also repurposes the domestic kitchen as a site for remaking identity, myth-making, and mischief. Where Pusil conjures the demonic, I conjure the religious. For this woman, a tablecloth becomes a Frankenstein bridal veil. For me, it becomes an altar cloth, a Halloween ghost costume, a billowing cloud. I wonder if we are both at play with reinserting ourselves into the stories often told about us, be those societal, gendered, religious, or folkloric. If we play with the familiar, the domestic, the homely, because it is so often where we are placed, and so often what we have to hand. It may indeed be what is expected of us. What is less expected is this deviancy of our homemaking, the repulsion we can cause as we dip our hair into the milk, impregnate the pristine soft butter with our tough, unruly mane. It is unsanitary. It is horrific. It is full of desire, humour, crashing crockery, and spilt milk.